Oh my goodness. I am smiling at the thought of what we are about to discuss. We are about to discuss stealth and being in stealth mode here on the Golden Thread series. Beverly, welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, everyone. Our words, thoughts, and actions carry a vibrational frequency. And Bev and I love words. And sometimes we kind of take words next level and we look at the definition, we look at the words, we look at it, and then we come up with our own fun ways. It's like word play. So today we want to discuss being in stealth mode. Bev,
Right.
take it away.
Right. I love your voice, Denise, and
Thank you.
describing this. Yes. Because
Oh, I'm fine.
stealth does have a reference to, a certain immediate connotation that everybody feels. And you're saying what's really interesting, and this is chuckles for each of us, sometimes we take words because we really do deliciously love words to the next level. It's like, excuse me, we do that all the time.
So
Not sometimes.
then I was looking at it because I know how we've been using stealth, but then the nerdy me, this specific definition is making me smile. Ninjas are stealthy, moving quietly and cautiously, which makes them excellent spies. When something is
Wow.
done in a stealthy way, the motivation's almost always to escape from being noticed. And I thought, shut the front door. How is the timing of us doing this show the same week where my son decided to sneak out of the house while my mother was here, his grandma? He slowly tiptoed past her, opened up the garage to get out as a young teen might. So I thought, wow. And that's just such a very prominent definition of stealth. And the way I handled that as a mother, first of all, my mom, grandma, was here for his graduation, such a happy time, my birthday. And my mom didn't want to ruin the goodbye. So even the way she shared the fact that my son left the house in the middle of the night was when she got home back in Chicago. She decided she didn't want to fight before she got on the wait on the airplane. And the way I handled that little ninja move of my son is I said, honey, you never ever need to sneak out of our house. If you want to be out past curfew, which is 10 o'clock in the California area, I don't know where, shout out to your curfews, wherever you are listening to this. I said to my son, all they need to know is where you're at and that there's adults home and that you get permission and that you don't lie to me. So instead of screaming at him, which in my mind, I kind of was thinking of the scream, but I shifted the energy of annoyance to the energy of going into the suffering, looking at him. He said he was so sorry. And he's like, did you ever sneak out of things? I said, yes. I did ditch school in junior high. So we used it as an opportunity to kind of use that little sneaky behavior to kind of redefine the parameters. And like use it as guidance. So I just thought
Right.
that was, and then the next step that next night, instead of him being punished, I dropped him off somewhere. I said, you can get the Uber app. I said, I just don't want anything happening to you. I want you to be safe. I didn't even think I was going to share that example. I didn't even know I was going to have that example. But I thought it's just a fun way for everyone to kind of relate to what does stealth mode mean to you? And Bev and I are going to kind of go there. Bev, do you want to share with
Right.
me
Well,
a little bit of
I just want to also jump on the ninja move, because as you were describing it as part of the definition in the beginning, and then the description of your son, stealthily sneaking by to get out the garage door. You could almost see him dressed in the ninja costume as you were describing this, which is perfect, and it is one side of stealth, and then you using your energy to be neutral actually is very positive too. This is a very good teaching lesson as a parent and an adult to remain neutral and give him explanation by modeling. And then the teaching lesson, it's excellent, Denise, really is. My, however, you and I have written something when we talked about stealth a few months ago. I mean, this is part of our just deliciousness and word communication back and forth. I wrote something and I want to read it now because then we can also, you know, talk further about it because I see a duality in stealth. So stealth, my choice is the title of the prose. And on a positive side, might stealth be strategic? Pause and give a minute to think about that. Stealth is first a decision. It is a concerted and decisive personal action taken to be cautious, not necessarily secretive, but rather the action of pacing oneself in a definitive and timed manner. It is a rational choice in a method forward, which additionally honors an inner knowing to be cautious and to pace yourself in a manner of planned precision to obtain a positive and beneficial outcome and can be quite effective.
Wow.
So, and it is, and as I was reading that, in so many words, I was thinking of your son tiptoeing, right? But as additionally for ourselves, for me, when there is something that is, we talk about the word linear, you know, I mean, which is the earthly decisions that we make all the time, the must that must be done.
Can I jump on that?
Yeah.
Talking as someone listening to this for the first time, and we love wordsmithing, when we look at, I talk about the earth game, the universe game, I talk about linear and nonlinear, I talk about Newtonian physics and quantum physics. So when you're looking at a word or a definition, Bev and I are inviting you to ask yourself, what's the golden thread of the vibrational frequency that really is existing all at once? All time exists at once. All meanings exist at once. So you can have one word, thought, or action, but it's a multitude of expansion. And so it's like an exciting discussion. Yes. And I love looking at, like, what does a dictionary say? What would Bev say? What would you say? And the more we actually pay attention to our words, thoughts, and actions, the more we're in the present moment and the more exciting things are. It's a vibration. It's so exciting.
It really is. I mean, everything that you're saying there, I mean, there is constant energy and constant motion and movement in what we are doing in any one moment. And it does become, when you're there and you feel it, it really is exciting. I mean, there's almost cellularly, you can feel everything being alive within your body. And in that aspect, I also think it is exceedingly healthy for you.
Well, and I love the way my son really went deeper in trying to connect with me and said, when I was his age, did I ever do something like this?
Yes.
So it was a way for us to get closer. And it's also a way to say that's normal. And I think sometimes people do like that, that adrenaline rush of the sneakiness, but there's also the strategy in it. So there's so many different ways to look at the word stealth. And I think this is such an interesting timing, divine timing, that this show's coming right after Less is More. And also the date and timing, we didn't plan to record the show. And today is the day it's being recorded. And it was, I'm in my own version of strategy, less is more, in order to actually make better decisions that are strategic. Now, I don't feel sneaky, though. I feel like it's a strategic, well, wait, maybe the sneakiness, I want to even go deeper with the sneakiness. When you do a less is more, or your version of strategy and stealth, I find that I have greater clarity.
Yes.
There's less interference from outside perceptions and the way I'm viewing stealth in this moment of right now. And for this day, I like to break my day into sort of stages so that I can be more present. And I didn't know we were going to end up doing this show, but it's kind of perfect because I had a wonderful take my son to his work, enjoy that process, have a patient. Then I had a huge block of time, and today was deemed spiritual meets academic meets linear meets nonlinear. And then I had a super synchronicity event happen while I believe I'm in my own stealth strategy mode. When I have hours right. of time to let my mind strategy, like how do I want to play on earth? Am I fulfilling my universe mission? So I'm constantly going back. If you were to picture earth, the word earth and universe, earth, universe, earth, universe, linear, nonlinear, Newtonian, quantum, it's all one and the same for me. And it's an infinity loop. And so today's stealth strategy ended up, I was doing a prayer for someone that's no longer on the planet. And one of the big shout outs, and the reason why I'm here on planet Earth as a doctor, is to help people understand their own feeling states and to figure out how can I stay on Earth. It's very stressful sometimes to be here. So while I was in prayer, kind of honoring someone that's no longer here on Earth, I reached out to other individuals that I knew were close to this person. And that exact super synchronicity, I got a beautiful text message from someone else that knows those people. So when I was in my own strategy, clarity, I would, instead of sneaky, I'd say more covert, like giving myself time to really be. I had all these golden threads happen all at once. It was like what I would call a multitude of kiss on the cheeks from the universe, of like all of it happening at once. And I think I just need to now go, shh, because that right. was such a profound example, and just let you respond. Right.
And actually, immediately, there are two things. One is where you just use the word covert. I wouldn't necessarily, it was not covert. It was really honoring the space that you were in. So that's where, you know, the connotation of words, really. I mean, you had clarity in all that you were doing and in the aspect of staging and honoring all that was going on. I mean, literally honoring all that was going on in the moment. You know, that word.
Yes, I also want to say recently, I have been given some opportunities. This spring has been my own version of a masterclass of what to say no to. And when you say no and you stay in your own vibrational clarity, it's not really sneakiness. It's almost like doing your ride on the earth game in your own way. That is not necessarily the way that the masses would choose. And I don't know if that's sneaky and it's not really covert. It's literally a greater awareness of not.
I think it's smart. And it is a greater awareness. It is smart.
Yes. So, I mean, that's why I'm kind of, I know we're talking stealth, but it really doesn't feel sneaky to me. And I think
that's what I said. My opening line on that, on a positive side, might
read that again. Read it again.
Okay. The entire piece?
Whatever part.
No, it's all right. No, just the first sentence. On a positive side, might stealth be strategic? Pause and give a minute to think about that.
Yes.
Stealth is first a decision. It is concerted and decisive. Personal action taken to be cautious. And that is where in being smart, being aware of what is most important in the moment.
Absolutely.
And then now the second thing I wanted to, I love the pairing of stealth and strategy, as you were doing the pairs before. Stealth and strategy go together. And you have the SS there, which also leads us into, I think, something we should talk about, which is super synchronicity.
Yes.
Maybe that might be another program.
Yes, let's do that for another program. And I feel like I've shared some prominent examples. Is there anything you want to share on stealth today?
No. It is.
I felt like your day, the way you handled your tree emergency.
Right. I don't even want to talk about it, but it's true. I mean, it was,
okay.
Well, it was there. It was clear. You know, there's another word that comes into it. So when you are being strategic, you are also being neutral. And that comes in with the clarity of your thought, because you really want to be right in just a hold of having no other external emotions around, and keep yourself in that neutrality so that things can be very positive on that stealth movement forward.
I know what I wanted to say about it that's not sneaky, but it's a greater awareness, is that there's a quantum field of all of our words, thoughts, and actions, and the way we say yes to decisions or no to decisions that interact with the pulse of consciousness. So by choosing your own clear path wherever you are, and not listening to the background noise of maybe what the old paradigm is, and coming up with your own new in integrity, it's not sneaky. It's strategically honoring your own integrity. And
yes,
that's how you have your own unique stealth mode that's not
right.
defined by the quantum consciousness. So when you're in your own space of staging your day, being respectful, pausing, that's where all the magic happens of getting the mission accomplished.
True. Yes. Well said.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Do you want to read any of your prose again, just to do the take-home point before we go? Are there any other parts of the mission you want to share?
Yes, just one in ending. It is a rational choice in a method forward, which honors an inner knowing that we have all the time within, and tapping it to be cautious and to pace ourselves. That's it.
Hey, everyone, signing out of stealth mode, the golden thread. Stay tuned for super synchronicity.